Hello.
Hi, Mary. This is Forrest. How are you?
Okay, Forrest. Oh, thanks for calling me back. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm a couple minutes late. I hope I haven't caught you
That's
on a bad
okay.
time.
No, that's okay, Forrest.
Okay, so tell me what's going on.
Well, I have a condo, all right, and it's in the Greenwich Walk development, okay. It's a new development for over 55, okay. I was the first building. It's two and a half years old. I had my condo on the market for about 100 days. It didn't sell because I'm competing against new build. They're building the last building across from me. They're going for 315 on one side, 310 on another for third floor, my model. So I took it off the market, but I'm still, I still would like to move out of here. This is brand new. There's nothing needs to be done to this condo. I just don't want to stay in this development anymore. And that's where we stand. So I'm looking to see how much, price I could get, without any realtor anymore and all that good stuff. So that's where I stand right now. So.
'Cause you want to move to Leesburg, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah. Well, Leesburg, or if not Leesburg, or down by Haymarket, or one of those nicer developments at
Right.
that point.
Somewhere up on 15 or something like that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I just don't want to be in this area anymore, in this development anymore.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
But I, unfortunately, I think now that I think about it, your company, I think you want. I scribbled here 215. No, that maybe I didn't see that. Okay, if that's what you're going to offer, I'll have to say thank you anyway. I didn't see the amount. Maybe you did let me know the price. I'm not
What did
sure.
you have it listed for?
I had a listed like three. I went down three times. The bottom line was 280, and I figured out of 280, I would get 260 because of the commission
Yeah.
and closing costs and
You
stuff
probably
like.
got a little more than that.
I don't know. The commission was high. I mean, I had to pay both sides and the closing.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, no, it was probably my luck. I probably would, but I just figured the bottom line was 260. So, I can't accept like 215 or anything like that. I think that's what your company told me. Is that true?
Yeah, in our previous conversation, that's what I discussed would be a cash offer.
All right,
And
that's not.
that's just because, we have the same, we're gonna have the same issue that you're having. You're listed at 280 and you're not, still not getting a contract. We still have to pay commissions, we still have all that stuff to pay as well. So to make financial sense of anything, we're gonna have the same problem you're having is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, okay. All
So,
right. Well, you know
if you
what?
didn't get a contract at 280, then neither are we.
Well, we did have an offer, and the bottom line is they weren't really serious, so we kind of killed the deal.
Yeah.
Maybe we
Well,
should, maybe we shouldn't
if it
have.
wasn't serious, then it's not
No,
really
it
an
didn't seem
offer.
like it was serious. They were interested, then they weren't interested, then they were interested, and they didn't want to put no more than $500 down payment. I'm
You mean
like,
earnest money deposit, you mean?
yeah. And the reason why my realtor said was, well, they feel if it doesn't go through, they wouldn't lose too much. Well, if you have no faith that it's going to go through a mortgage, whatever, then I'm not going to. You know what I'm saying? I have to buy another house. I had another house in mind up north. So we just killed the deal, and that was it. We said no, we don't want you. We don't think you're going to get the more. You're not serious, basically. But anyway, okay. I'm not going to keep you on the phone. I thank you for calling me back. I should have seen that I did have notes on here. But thank you anyway. Hopefully, maybe the next time I put it on the market, I'll get a reasonable price.
Well,
I'll just have
Mary,
to.
I am I'm a realtor as well. I could always list it with you if you feel that I've, been straight with you and given you, some value in our
When
conversation.
yeah, when the time comes right now, they still have a number of models. I checked yesterday. We still have a lot of models in the new building or whatever, and I can't list it at this point. I'm going to have to wait a few months. But you know, I have your, you know, I have your phone number, or whatever, and I'll call you back if and when I decide to list it, or if I don't list it, hopefully maybe somebody will give me a price that I could maybe afford to lose. Because as it is, I paid almost $290, and I can't get $215. I paid, you know what I'm saying? I had the third floor. I paid extras, and you know, so close to $290, and I'm getting $215. I'm losing $75,000, and that's something I'm not going to do.
Well, Mary, I completely understand.
Yeah.
So, you know, the deal has to make sense for you.
Well, of course, and I understand the deal has to make sense to the investors. So, you know, I respect your what you're saying, and you know, you respect mine, and we'll just go from there and see what how it plays out.
I would love to, you know, when you are ready to list again, I would love to have that conversation and see if my value supersedes whoever else you're talking to. Okay.
I'll definitely keep you in mind when the time comes.
Okay,
all right. Thank you so much for calling me back. I do appreciate it.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.